Many of us form our philosophies about life, nature, God, the universe, in times of quiet, comfortable reflection. But when moments of personal crisis strike, we're no longer sheltered by abstraction. What we truly believe comes to the surface. Our convictions and our traditions are tested by real-life challenges. You may be at home in the customs of classical Western religion, such as those observed at this church service. Or perhaps for you, peace is found in the practice of an Eastern path, like Buddhism. Maybe you're uncertain about religion, or possibly you reject it outright. Perhaps your search for truth is scientific. You might be drawn to spirituality, but without the institutional trappings. Or maybe you find purpose and confidence in following your own personal compass. Whatever your belief system, an encounter with cancer is likely to bring the large questions of life into sharper relief. It may inspire you to dig more deeply into the puzzle of why we're here and what the mystery of human life and death really means.
I've often felt that if I could prescribe faith to people, that would be one of the most useful things I could do as a psychiatrist.
Physician Margaret Stuber of the Neuropsychiatric Institute at the University of California in Los Angeles. She believes, even if a person is not religious, that trusting in the process, following one's own heart and feelings, can be medically beneficial.
Having the deep sense that somehow there's a purpose for everything is very calming. I think really, that's why I've wanted to prescribe faith. I think it would be much more helpful than most of the medications I can prescribe to people, because most of the medications that we use in psychiatry are trying to help people to get back to an even keel, to feel calm, able to think clearly, to be able to figure out what they need to think about and what they don't, because it's just worry. But now, that's hard to do when you're feeling like you don't know what's going to come next. You feel like you have to be on guard, being hypervigilant. That kind of stance, though, is very, very hard on the body.
Many people, especially in trying times, gain a measure of comfort and security from their religious convictions or belief in a higher power. But not all. Drew Madison, a psychologist in San Diego, has been diagnosed with inoperable cancer of the stomach.
I wish I did have a clear belief in God, and even more so, I wish I had a clear belief in some kind of afterlife. That's one thing I haven't resolved yet, but I don't. But that is something that I do want to find some belief system, some spirituality that fits, that can be practical, that can help me find some meaning and purpose.
Some people with cancer have already found a spiritual path they resonate with. For them, serious illness can raise the stakes. It may force them to ask, where do I really place my trust, and how does that affect my daily actions? These questions took on special importance for Patrick Daugherty, an international development expert who attends a Catholic church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He was told by a physician that he had a brain tumor.
She said she can't cure me using her tools that she's been trained with, that they have available at the hospital, right? That there is no known cure.
So you don't take that as a red light?
I took that as a green light to go look for other solutions, right? And they would have to be spiritual solutions.
What what is the role of a patient's beliefs and hopes in facing a serious illness? Are the benefits that many people derive from faith also available to cancer patients who feel uncomfortable with religion? What are the connections between a person's attitudes and beliefs and their ability to attain physical healing?
It seems to make a great deal of difference whether we believe what we're doing, whatever it may be, is going to be helpful to us. If we believe it's going to be helpful, it's far more likely to be helpful.
In Washington, D.C., physician James Gordon, a Georgetown University medical professor, has directed major scientific studies examining the mind-body connection to health.
We talk in medicine about the placebo effect, the belief that a pill or a treatment is going to work, that a physician or a nurse is going to be helpful, that a hospital is a prestigious and good hospital. All of those are part of the placebo effect. And we know that placebo is in many instances 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% as effective as demonstrated effective treatments. And we know that any treatment in which people believe has the added benefit of the placebo effect.
When testing pharmaceutical medicines, researchers go to great lengths to filter out the placebo effect, fearing it might cloud findings about the drug itself. And that suggests the mind's power, some say enormous power, to play a role in overcoming illness.
So it's always crucial that people believe in what they're doing and feel a certain faith in the people with whom they're working.
And why is it crucial?
Because it makes a difference physiologically. It makes a difference in outcome regardless of what the condition is. Whether it's cancer or heart disease or depression or anxiety, if you are believing in what you're doing, you're going to do better. Now, exactly how that works, how much it has to do with lowering levels of stress or endorphins or immune response or anything else, we don't really know. We're just at the beginning of understanding how that may work. But it's crucial.
As science unravels the mystery of how thoughts can influence our health, cancer patients may wonder if they cause their own illness by some kind of unhealthy thinking. This can lead to an unproductive bout of self-blame that can drain people at a time when they need their strength. Some patients even feel guilty for experiencing normal distress during illness. The healthiest approach, say experts, is to face your feelings gently, to try to move forward with a positive perspective.
And so when it comes to cancer, it's very important that there be a congruence between the treatment that's being offered and the beliefs and the faith and the hope and the confidence of the person who's coming for treatment. Because otherwise you're working at not only psychological but biological cross purposes. It's also important that you be working with a physician or clinician or meditation teacher or whom you believe in, whom you feel good about. I just have seen clinically over the years the difference between people who work with an oncologist whom they like and believe in and those who are working with somebody who either they feel they have to work with or who's a good technician but they don't like him. It's a huge difference in the way people feel. So I think it's very important for that congruence to be there.
Does it affect the course of their cancer?
I think that we don't know. What we do know, though, from some of the studies that have been done, particularly over the years on lung cancer, is that those people who believe they're doing better actually do seem to do better. You are likely to have a better long-term outcome.
Meaning live longer?
Meaning live longer. There are also the studies that have been done by Stephen Greer and his colleagues in England over the last 25 years. Those are the original studies on fighting spirit in women with breast cancer. And what seems to be clearer over the years, it is that the distinction is not so much that people with a fighting spirit do better, but that people who feel helpless and hopeless do worse. And that doing worse not only means in terms of quality of life, but they are less likely to live longer. Now, this is just one kind of cancer, advanced stage breast cancer in women, but I think the findings are important.